Good Christians, I'll give ear a while and mark what I relate. There lives a man in Lambert Town, governed by luckless fate. An atheist he in judgment is, not fearing heaven nor hell, but in presumption every day, against God he doth rebel. He thus unto his neighbour spake, my sins, quoth he, are great, that I myself shall not attain to sit in heavenly seat. Nor shall my soul go down to hell, sin doth not multiply. In heart I do believe that I, a Pharisee, shall die. This as a jeer he thus did say, blaspheming of our God. But such that will not him obey shall surely feel his rod. Like the fool he saith, there is no God, but men like dogs must die, and have no other just reward of bliss or misery. But yet this viper he is given to covet after gold, though neither he fears hell nor heaven, as this for truth is told. A commission he did seek to have, a villainous act to do, then list a while you standers by, and I'll declare't to you. Quoth he, if I a grant might have, and a commanding power, each married couple I would brand to make their pleasure sour. But if full 40 shillings they to me would freely give, they should enjoy their loves in peace, in unity to live. But those which did this same deny should feel my cruel ire. With irons hot I would them burn hot with the flaming fire, with which impression deep I'd make, and were 'em by my side, the first that I in hand did take should be a young man's bride. Inhumane like thus would he deal with those new married, his tyrant hand they sure should feel so soon as they were wed. Oh, what a tiger would he prove if he in office were, the like before in all my life I never yet did hear. His savage mind doth thirst for blood, he's of the swinish breed, and on the churlish cannibal, on men's flesh he would feed. And likewise the poor female sex he'd punish with a brand, thus all young folks he would perplex, unless they'd bribe his hand. This great confusion in the land about religion sure do bring men's hearts to heinous sins, for all they're counted pure. They climb so high above their reach, it is the brother's tricks, then from the top they down do fall headlong and break their necks. So by that means their epicures and atheists they do rise, and Pharisees with their wild sex God's glory to despise. The antimonians lead the way for to commit all evil, saying to sin it's for their good, though it lead them to the devil. When they in these wild ways are fixed like Judas, some despair, and presently go hang themselves in conscience troubled are. Some drown themselves, some stab themselves, and some their throats do cut, when men run headlong in their ways, whose God from him doth shut. Good Christians, be not thus seduced by wolves clothed in sheepskins, for with your eyes you plainly see God plagues us for our sins. If there be neither heaven nor hell, how comes it then to pass? In winter time the snow appears, in summer time the grass. The sun, the moon, the stars give light, as God hath so decreed. But he that saith there is no God is sure a fool indeed. Let none delude you from the truth, but faithfully believe that God is just in all his ways, so mayst thou heaven receive. These vile sectarians do annoy and fill the land with sin. They're sevenfold nearer the sons of hell than when they did begin. Believe not them, believe God's word, so shalt thou live in peace. And let true-hearted Christians pray that England's wars may cease. Lord bless thy ministers which teach thy word in every church, and break into the sectaries that would thy people lurch. Heaven prosper us that we may live so as with you to dwell, for goodly men shall go to heaven and wicked ones to hell.